All right, we are broadcasting live backstage, day three of Coachella. I'm Megan Holliday with Beepa Doobie. It's so good to see you in real life.
Yeah.
I was just talking with you earlier about how, you know, when the pandemic hit, you were one of the first people that we did like an interview on Instagram Live, and you performed in your bedroom. Mm. Now to be here, I mean, this has got to be a pretty big moment for you playing Coachella.
Yeah, it's a festival I've never really experienced before. It's very different.
And the heat.
The heat is ridiculous. The heat is, I'm not used to this fucking heat.
Right. Because, I mean, you were born in the Philippines, but you grew up in England.
Yeah.
So you're not used to this crazy
but
desert.
Also, the Philippines heat is like, I don't know, it's different.
Yeah.
This is really off for me.
Well, I promise you're going to make it. We're going to hydrate you. You're going to crush it today. You're in the Gobi tent, right?
Yes. In the tent.
Yes. So I want to congratulate you on your latest single. It's called Talk. We've been playing the hell out of it on K-Rock. It sounds so good. What was kind of the inspiration for this song? I kind of read something about how it's kind of indulging in things that you know aren't so great for you. Can you expand on that a little?
But also just like realizing that life is too short and sometimes you just need to have fun on a Tuesday and just not really care. But I feel like that was the whole like premise of Talk. But the like sonically the main reference was the AAS.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love
that. The demo version of Maps was just like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, I need to bring a song like this.
I love it so much. So who else would you say you kind of base your, I don't know, your sound sort of on? Because to me, it's very kind of 90s alternative, which I love. I just love that throwback to that.
I'm a big fan of the Cardigans, and they've remained a solid like reference. Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty ass freaks. Beepa Doobie's gonna run out and watch Surf Curse after this. She's out of here.
Yes, the Cardigans is a really big reference and inspiration for me, especially the lead singer Nina. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I love what you're doing. I was just telling you how I went and saw you at the Fonda, and it was just such a great, fun performance, and you really have an ability to connect with the crowd and just bring people in, and so I'm definitely excited to see you today. How are you feeling?
I'm very excited. I think with festivals, it's always quite different. I feel like with headline shows, like, you know, people are there to see you, so there's always like an inevitable connection between me and the crowd. The crowd and I, whatever. And but I guess with festivals, it's like you're trying to win them over still. So I think that's where like the nervous part really comes from. So like, yeah, I'm gonna try my best to just like not think. But yeah, there's an inevitability that I will think too much.
I have a feeling you're gonna be pleasantly surprised by the fans and everybody who's gonna be so excited to see you. And you've got your new album. Bayatopia. So do you have a release date for that yet, or anything that you can tell us about what's special on that album?
July the 15th.
Awesome.
And every song is completely different to one another. I didn't want to stick to any particular genre. I just wanted to create music. You know, I just wanted to make music that I wanted to make. So I'm very excited for people to hear. I think it's quite different to my usual stuff, but I am very excited. I like decided to put Talk as the first single because it was almost like a cousin to Fake It Flowers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I feel like the other singles are quite different, so I'm like,
that's so awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Comes out on my little brother's birthday, which I'm excited about.
God, yeah.
Beepa Doobie, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us. Can't wait to see you 4 o'clock Gobi tent, and thanks for watching. It's K-Rock.